Hello and welcome to The Inside Dish, where we explore the culinary, distillery, and the winery arts in and around the Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, host for your gastronomic tour of the region's amazing food and beverage scene. I'm here with brothers Kaydon Barnwell and Isaiah Barnwell from Binchodan, which offers island-inspired cuisine and is the newest spot in the Easton Public Market. Gentlemen, welcome to The Inside Dish.
Thanks for having us.
What are we talking about when we say island cuisine? What islands and what sort of inspiration is behind that?
Our background, my mom is from an island called Roatan, Honduras. And then our father is Guyanese, so, you know, part of the Caribbean.
Yeah, and my mom's from the Philippines.
So a whole culmination of island cultures and flavors from around the world.
And kind of bringing all those together. What are some of the similarities with those different cuisines, even though they're kind of Caribbean, but, you know, Philippines, a little bit different? What are some of the similarities to tie those together?
Rice.
Rice is the biggest thing. Coconut, spice. Even though within our cooking, we don't use a ton of spice, like spicy peppers, but like spice fullness, punchy flavors, acid.
Definitely acid, yeah.
And what are some of the spices? Again, not spiciness, like hot on the tongue, but what are some of the spices that might underpin some of the dishes?
You know, coriander, turmeric within the curries and stuff like that. Yeah, black pepper, like all these like different, very floral, and I don't even know how to explain, but like it goes well with smoke.
You mentioned smoke flavors. You did take in the spot in Easton Public Market that was more for Q, right?
Yes.
Or more than Q, right. And there was a smoker there. Are you using the smoker?
We are using the smoker.
And what are you doing in the smoker?
Mainly our jerk chicken. So everyone, they know island cuisine pretty much as Jamaican cuisine. Even though we're not Jamaican, we do a mean jerk chicken. We marinate it for 2 days. We smoke it for a little bit on some oak wood, and then we braise it with our house-made jerk barbecue sauce. So that's the main medium of cooking for our jerk chicken, but there's also going to be some things that are featured from the smoker.
And what are some other things you make that aren't in the smoker?
We have our like house mac and cheese, or like baked mac. We have our green seasoning shrimp, our escovitch fish. We do red snapper for that. But then the sandwiches we just introduced within the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. People have been very receptive to the sandwiches, even though, you know, island culture, they don't really do sandwiches, but we're finding a way to build the island flavors into something that's handheld and fast.
So are you using some of the things like the jerk chicken and the snapper in the sandwiches or doing unique things?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Usually, yeah, just building those flavors, like instead of being on a rice plate, just building it into a sandwich with some creative garnishes and using bread from our neighbors there in the market.
And how about fruits and vegetables that are part of the island concept that you might be using in the dishes?
We're using a lot of cabbage, collard greens or like leafy greens just for braising. What else are we using?
It's like mostly cabbage.
Yeah, a lot of cabbage and stuff. Cabbage. But yeah, cabbage or like steamed cabbage is like our main side that comes with everything. Shredded cabbage on some stuff. Potato within our curries. Chickpeas that we're using.
Nice.
We have a lot of vegan, vegetarian adjacent items that we build within our dishes. So,
and what are some of the vegetarian dishes? Like if I come and I don't eat meat, what might some of my options be?
Our chana dal is our staple. So that's our stewed chickpeas that we do with like tomato, onion, garlic, a little bit of curry powder. That's pretty much what we grew up eating for breakfast. That's on our Guyanese side.
Curry potato.
Yeah, curry potatoes. We eat that with roti, which is pretty much like a flaky layered flatbread.
And for people that haven't experienced island culture before and it's their first time coming to your place, what would you recommend that they get to kind of really understand what the food is all about and how you guys are expressing it?
I'll say the jerk chicken.
Yeah.
This is the best way to go. Or even like the escovitch fish.
Yeah, the escovitch fish, definitely. The jerk chicken is so familiar, packed with flavor, but I feel like the escovitch fish is like a good representation of like what we do and like, you know, how we ate growing up.
And how do you guys make that? What goes into it?
So we season the red snapper with our green seasoning, and then we'll fry it. And then on top of that, we'll put the escovitch, which is...
That's our like kind of sweet, sour, punchy mix of carrots, onions, and bell peppers. So you get like the nice freshly fried crispy fish, and then you get a nice condiment, like crunchy but a little sweet and sour on top.
And Isaiah, you were talking about the inclusion of acid or something with a little tartness to it. What sort of acids are you using to kind of bring out that flavor and create a little balance in the dishes?
A lot of vinegar and like lime we'll put in to our seasonings and stuff like that.
Yeah, those are our two main mediums of
acid. Not to scare people off, just enough, right?
Yeah, just enough. Right? It's not like
it's not like you're going to smell it coming in. What is that? But it's like enough to like excite your palate, make your mouth water a bit.
Right. And are there any beverages that you make that are specific to island cultures?
So right now, we're still in our development phase of it. We're about testing things out. We always want to make sure that it's perfect before we bring it to people. But two of the beverages that we're working on are our sorrel, which is pretty much hibiscus tea. And it'll be infused with some cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, and you know a little bit of honey, maybe some lime in there to give it a nice balance. And then we're also doing an Irish moss, which is typically like Jamaican. You know, they use sea moss and think like condensed milk and nutmeg, cinnamon again. So that will be like the creamy, like kind of shake drink. And then the hibiscus tea, the sorrel will be more of like the fresh fruity that we go for.
Nice. What inspired you two to bring this concept to life anywhere in the valley and Easton too?
I mean, we just grew up around good food, you know?
That helps.
I've been cooking for about 12 years now. I started when I was 16. Over the past couple of years, Isaiah has been helping me with pop-ups and private events. And even, you know, at certain restaurants I've been at, he's been on my team. So we're like, why not give it a crack, you know? We're young and we have time to mess up and do it all over again if we need to.
Right. And to what extent are you working with and collaborating with some of the other vendors in the public market or other neighbors there in Easton?
So right now we are getting some produce from the farm stand within the market, you know, fresh organic produce. Whenever we have the chance, we'll grab from them. The Modern Crumb has been supplying us with some bread for our sandwiches.
She's been a guest on the show. She makes some killer stuff.
She's very talented. Everything's been a hit every time I go there. But that's it for right now. Yeah, we're working on just seeing, especially like Rod's Dogs, you know, we see that we do our island style of sandwiches. And then we're like, yo, maybe we can like, you know, do a versus with like a crispy chicken sandwich. You know, like we did our curry crispy chicken sandwich this weekend that people were really excited about and receptive to. So just building some excitement within the market and keeping things fresh and, of course, friendly.
What have been some of the lessons you've learned along the way starting Bench O'Don? Because this is your first place that you're owning completely, right?
This is the first brick and mortar, and I can't even... Oh, man, there's too many things that we've learned. Mainly, like, with the traffic of the market.
Definitely the timing of when we do things.
Yeah, trying to gauge when people are going to be around, because there's some times where the market is completely quiet and then all of a sudden just get a whole entire like flood of people coming in. So yeah,
depending on when there's an event downtown.
Yeah.
And, you know, draws in thousands of people.
Yeah.
And almost like a flash mob.
So that's nuts. Also just seeing the clientele, the demographic, what they're actually into, because like we said, like we want to bring things to the market that we grew up eating. So it's like, but how receptive are you guys to eating these things? You know, people are very receptive to the jerk chicken because it's familiar, it's delicious. And then there's other things that we do, like our curried goat. Like that's like a staple, like when we have Christmas and all these family get-togethers and it wasn't hitting. And we're like, huh, I wonder why. But, you know, that's another lesson that we learned.
What do you think being in the public market might break down some of those barriers where you have people looking for different foods, and you know, people can get ramen if they want it, they can get Rod's Dogs if they want, like, hey, I want to try something different, I want to come over and see what goat's all about.
Definitely. I think one of our biggest draws and our edge within the market is the smell.
Definitely from the smoker.
Smoker, the spices. You know, we do curry fries, so we bloom a little bit of Guyanese masala curry with some hot oil, and then we dress some crispy fries with it, and people walk by and they're like, oh my gosh, what is that? And then it kind of draws them in a little bit, because if they just read what we're serving, they might not know what certain things are, and then just be like, ah, you know, I'm going to stick with what's comfortable and just go somewhere else, like Rod's Dogs or ramen, you know. So I think that helps us out a lot.
Well, also, I don't know of anywhere else in the valley where I can get curry fries like you're talking about. Yeah, no. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. The way we're doing it is being somewhat traditional in the sense of like Caribbean eats, island food, but new school in the way that we're expressing these flavors and how we're integrating them within each dish.
And then what are your hopes for Bencho Don? How are you going to know that you're doing what you want to accomplish?
I feel like I just want to make people feel at home when they're eating with us, you know, especially within our space. Like we're making a wall of fame where we'll have some Polaroid pictures of regulars or some guests stopping through from wherever they're from, and even a chalkboard wall for the kids to draw on. But that's apart from our food. But with our food, just a sense of nostalgia, whether it was a trip that you took to an island or somewhere unfamiliar or something that you grew up with, or just eating the dish, it makes you feel so comforted and at home. That's our main goal. I think we, of course, want to expand. We dream big. But ultimately, at its core, I just want people to be happy and feel at home eating our food.
That sounds great. Where can people find you online if they want to learn a little bit more?
We have an Instagram account. It's called Bencho EPM.
For Easton Public Market. And then we are finalizing and dialing in our website, BenchoDon.com. Has a little ring to it. yeah, there we're going to have some of our specials, what our menu is going to consist of, and also we're going to be rolling out online ordering soon.
Great. Well, Kidon, Isaiah, thank you for joining us here at WDIY.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having us.
I'm Mike Drabenstock, and this is The Inside Dish.